And do you believe in God?
I don't know what that God is. I believe, I believe in DNA. I believe that genes have memory. I really believe in civilization. No, because the more the sciences are finding, I'm more proud of humanity and thinking that people that can behave like incredible human being are without the help of a God. That's what I believe in.
Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So, in this video, we're going to be talking about the Wicked Witch of the West, and she goes by Michelle Lamy. Now, many people believe that this woman is a witch inside of Hollywood and the entertainment industry, and we're going to break down some prime factors. Michelle was born 1944 in Jura, France. She started off as a defense lawyer and also participated in the 1968 protests in Paris. Once done in Paris, she then moved to New York and became a cabaret dancer at Studio 54. After moving from New York to Los Angeles, she partnered with fashion designer Rick Owens. Now, I want to talk about this because they on some freaky stuff, right? But they have a crazy obsession with the color black. And we all know that black is associated with Satanism. Now, Michelle doesn't identify herself as a witch, nor does she admit openly that she practices sorcery. But I'm just going to tell y'all, they are very hip to what's going on. And I'm going to play this clip shortly of them explaining the significance behind the color black and why they often use it.
Back to black. So you love this color, obviously. I mean, you're wearing black, your staff is all in black, the stores, everything's black. Talk to me about your love for black, for the color black.
Oh, it's crisp. It has priests wear black, policemen wear black. It has nobility. It has kind of reserve. It's modest. There's so many things about black that are great. Nuns, who doesn't love a nun? Nuns wear black, so, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it.
The way you've set up your whole store and all your boutiques, everyone is wearing black, this is like a standard.
You know, it's not enforced, believe me. And, you know, sometimes I think, we're alienating an awful lot of people. I mean, if you guys could just kind of calm down with the black capes and everything, let's let other people in. But they all look so cute, and it's something that kind of, I don't know, they feel some kind of unity in it or something. And in a way, you know, you can only control it so far. And then I think, you know, they've got to express what their participation in this, they've got to express it the way they want to. And so it just kind of naturally happened. I mean, it was never enforced and it was never encouraged. It wasn't really discouraged. It's just one of those things that just naturally kind of fell into place. And when something like that happens, I'm thinking, who am I to complain? And who am I to want to change it? So,
naturally.
Or police it.
Now, for many people, you know, they assume that when they see Michelle Lamy, she's always got black fingertips, and they associate this with some type of occultic practice, right? But the black paint on her fingers actually comes from the Amazigh people, or the Moroccan people. Now, in Morocco, this is actually called henna, all right, which symbolizes rebirth in that culture. Now, a lot of babies and people that get married and also people that come into spiritual enlightenment, they get their fingers dipped in some sort of form of paint, right? And this just allows the person to know that they have been reborn. Now, many people say that she is some type of satanic high priestess witch because of her association with Marina Abramovic, right? And this is true. Anybody that is associated with Marina Abramovic is pretty much down with the Lima. All right, Marina Abramovic has no shame in her game to tell people that, you know, they worship Satan.
Offering for the rain god?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because they're over there as
they're
well.
They're there too.
Yeah.
Oh, and look how beautiful is the sky. It was raining like crazy. Michelle used her superpower to clear the rain. Now the sun is beaming. How lucky you guys got, like, the rain stopped, sunshine.
Now there y'all saw it. Somebody caught out there in Paris, Michelle Lammy giving an offering to the rain gods. Now, what I will say is this. There are other outlets to the underworld. And some people go by way of fashion. Some people go by way of entertainment, rap. But to see your favorite celebrity hanging out with people of this stature, okay, should tell you something is wrong. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, just because these people are in fashion, they shouldn't be associated with her or whatever the case may be. But there are underground cults that take place in Hollywood. Now, we all getting on Diddy right now about his sexcapades and stuff like that, right? But I'm going to play this clip from Rick Owen, okay? And he's going to explain these little freaky deaky parties that go down in L.A.
Hey, Rick, it's Rick. How are you? He always sends his emails like that. Do you remember our lusty lost nights at the meat rack on S&M on Santa Monica Boulevard in Silver Lake? Or is it all a haze? By the way, the Spotlight Bar reopened last week as a hipster DJ club. Thoughts? You know, I actually don't remember nights at the meat rack with him. I remember them on my own and with another friend, and I don't remember, we must have run into each other at the meat rack. The meat rack was a concrete bunker next to a Safeway supermarket, kind of in Silver Lake, and it was a warren of concrete rooms and corners for sex. It had a very distinctive smell. It had a good soundtrack. It had a pretty good mix of people. I do remember, it wasn't that much of a haze. Well, I'm gonna leave that to your imagination. I mean, that's, because this is a family magazine, right?
Now, she was under scrutiny for wearing the head of her husband while going out to a fashion party, I believe, right? Now, I'll tell y'all what this symbolizes. Now, if you want to believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? These people are all involved in the occult. You know, I'm going to just be honest with you. The darker they are, the more cultic they are. All right? And you got people that are influenced like Kanye West by this type of nonsense, right? But when you see her wearing the head of Rick Owens on her, right? She has this man in a bind, in a spell bind. Now, he's very famous for his clothes and garments and stuff like that. A lot of people go out and buy A lot of Rick Owens stuff and all of this, you know, that's their business, right? It's very popular in the urban community. But I see that there are occultic ties behind a lot of this fashion, all right? And, you know, watching these people just go and coincide with this nonsense is sick, man. But I just wanted to touch on this situation real quick and give people some insight on a lot of these people that practice the occult through way of fashion also. It doesn't just have to go through hip-hop. As y'all seen at the very beginning of the video, she does not believe in God. All right, so that should be a clear indication for you right there. All right, but without further ado, I just get to some more videos for y'all, man. I just wanted to tap on this real quick. And yeah, peace, y'all.